this part of the show, I'm going to talk about a couple of things I end up talking about once a year, maybe more than that, because I love them and because I think they're very healthy. I don't believe anything are superfoods, but I believe there are foods that are way better for you than others if you make your choices. So we're going to do a little rundown, not a biggie, but on olive oils, just to kind of keep you up. They've changed, not changed, but a lot of things are going on in that industry. And then I'm going to come up another, one of my new favorites, well, new, it's been a few years, is avocado oil. So we'll kind of do a little talk about both and kind of let you have a comparison, see what you think. You've likely heard how healthy the Mediterranean diet is supposed to be, replete with fish and vegetables and whole grains and legumes. Some of I don't even always agree with, but all dressed with one thing, olive oil. But you may not have heard the complete truth about how to really use your olive oil to your best advantage. First, realize there are differences in how you use olive oil if you're choosing it for flavor rather than cooking with it for health. Extra virgin olive oil is expensive, but fresh pressed, unfiltered extra virgin olive oils can contain at least 30 beneficial phenolic compounds. These strong antioxidant phenols neutralize a lot of dangerous free radicals in your body, and we're learning more about that all the time. A few years back, I had the honor, I guess I'll call it, of pressing the olive oil produced by about 20,000 trees down in Elmendorf, Texas, at a place called Sandy Oaks Olive Orchard. It was a job I didn't know what I was doing started, although I did help her plant her first olive tree 20 years prior to that. So I was involved with it off and on. It was probably not the only, if not the only, organic olive orchard in the area. And so anyway, I got to do that. She unfortunately only lived a couple years after that, and nobody ran the orchard after that. But number one, we proved to the locals, the people from A&M says, oh, you're never going to grow olives in Texas. And now there's some really, really good olive oils being produced right here in our state. To begin with, you can tell an extra virgin olive oil is rich in phenols. It's slightly bitter and a little bit what I call astringent, peppery. It has a little bite right after you. We used to put it and test it by putting it on an unsalted, just a cracker. The most healthful extra virgin olive oils taste that way. Light, heat, and oxidation damage phenols, however. So store your really good top quality olive oils in a dark bottle in a cool place and use it as soon as you can, definitely within a year. It does have its limits. There's no real need to cook with extra expensive virgin olive oil, especially if you're after maximum health benefits. Because temperatures even above 200 degrees, so below boiling, damage the beneficial phenols. Reach for your best extra virgin olive oil to drizzle on already cooked foods, as a dip for breads, use in salads, part of a classic vinaigrette mix. About three parts of olive oil to a part of vinegar is really almost a cleansing for your salad. Whisk in a little Dijon mustard if you like a little bit more spice to help the vinaigrette kind of stay in emulsion too. And season with salt and pepper if you like. The simple vinaigrette can also be used in a number of different ways as a marinade. A lot of cooks and chefs I know, usually for flavor, not for health, start their recipes by sautéing in extra virgin olive oil. And that's okay if you can afford it. Then it's just not getting the best value for your money for the olive oil. So you can save money without sacrificing flavor by buying just a less expensive, what they call regular olive oil for cooking. These oils come from later pressings, and some have even been processed with heat. Mine weren't. All my olive oil pressings were all cold pressed. And the inexpensive ones even use some chemical solvents or something that I wouldn't want to get involved in. It does up the smoke point. Okay, so a processed only olive oil can go up to about 325 or 250 degrees and still not break down or smoke. Regular olive oil is good cooking oil. It even gives it a mild flavor if you prefer, and I happen to like the olive oil flavors. Unfortunately, the United States itself has no official standards of identity for olive oil. And in a 2010 University of California Davis findings, a report found that a lot of the olive oil labeled extra virgin was in fact not. Top quality extra virgin oils are often labeled with their acidity. They should be. In general, the lower the acidity, the better the oil. Not always, but sometimes. And there is now a proposed standard. It's called the North American Olive Oil Association's Proposed Standards. It's voluntary, but all the good oil companies I know are standing by these proposed standards. So at least you're beginning to have a guide. If you buy true extra virgin olive oil, boy, at its source here, if you can go, there's several in the state, and I'll name other foods for you. Straight from the source operations, Olea Estates Fandango olive oil you can find, George's Olive Oil Farms oil. There's one I haven't used called DeVero. And here in Texas, it used to be Sandy Oaks, and there is a true olive oil. I think it's called Texas Ranch olive oil. Right now, my favorite from in the country is California's. California has stricter rules and regulations, so there's some really good olive oils coming out of California now. Now, having said all that good stuff about olive oil, I'm going to lead you in another direction for a different reason, but the real reason being still health. I think I mentioned at the first of this show that olive oil really doesn't do well with heat. So although some people cook with it, it doesn't seem that it's dangerous. You just lose a lot of the value of why you're paying that extra for olive oil. Fats contained in olive oil break down and oxidize when they're exposed to heat for even for a short time. The oxidized virgin is not as good for your health and can contribute even to development of some things in your body if you use it on a regular basis that's kind of counterintuitive to what I've told you olive oil is good for. Luckily, a few years ago, I discovered another oil that has a lot of the health-promoting abilities of olive oil, plus a few extras, and holds well under heat. That's the real reason I'm bringing it up. It turns out that the same guacamole-giving fruit can also provide one of the healthiest and most versatile cooking oils available. Here's a few reasons why avocado oil is far superior to cooking oil for cooking. At the top of the list, of course, is avocado oil has a high flash point. Flash point, otherwise known as smoke point in some circles, that's what I used to call it, is the temperature at which a given oil begins to break down when heat is applied. When an oil reaches the flash point, compounds called lipid oxidation products, won't get fancy here, LOPs. These LOPs are bad news for your health, undermining the stability and structure of cell membranes, destroying collagen that keeps your skin and ligaments supple, and oxidizing cholesterol in your body. Not a good thing. Not going into the details about heart study and all that when you start breaking down these oils. Let's just go here. Flash point, as you can tell by now, is really a pretty big deal. An avocado oil has the highest flash point of all of them, clocking at an impressive 520 degrees, which hardly any of us ever cook it, I think, at that temperature for very much. Olive oil has a flash point, even when it's refined, so it's not extra virgin, of less than 400 degrees, so it doesn't even come close. This just simply means that avocado oil is the best cooking oil you can use for high heat cooking, which means basically anything cooked over a grill or in a frying pan in most cases. And even when heated, unlike olive oil, avocado oil both provides antioxidants and boosts their absorption when you're using it. Interesting, avocado oil is rich in antioxidants, with close to three times the amount of carotenoids found in olive oil. Carotenoids are a group of powerful antioxidants to protect your body from cancer, stop the formation of cataracts, and can help slow the symptoms of aging. Avocado oil has approximately 25% more vitamin E than olive oil, meaning it's more effective in preventing free radical activity in your body and oxidative damage to your cholesterol. But you might ask, what's an antioxidant in your body good for if you don't have the tools to utilize it? Often the nutrients and antioxidants contained in fruits and vegetables don't get passed on to us when we eat them because they require certain fat-based compounds to help our body absorb them, take them in. Avocado oil is one such source of that fat, with studies showing that just one or two tablespoons of avocado oil can increase the carotenoid absorption ratio of a lot of the vegetables you're eating, including lettuces, spinaches, and carrots. sometimes by as much as 200 to 400%. So next time you make a salad, drizzle some avocado oil on it to try. Just so it's a different mild flavor. You'll like it as much and sometimes more than people that enjoy olive oil on their salads. Studies have shown that avocado oil maintains optimum heart health even when it's heated, unlike, for instance, olive oil. These days, cardiovascular health is starting to be pretty high on people's list of health topics to be concerned about, probably on account of the millions of people across the country who die from heart attacks, stroke, or other forms of cardiovascular disease every year now. Rather than turning to prescription drugs, which often has other problems of their own, but don't do anything usually to help the underlying cause, perhaps the answer lies in using things that we know are healthy and heart healthy for all of us, namely, for instance, avocado oil. Avocado has a particularly high concentration of beta-cysterol, a form of cholesterol utilized by bodies to break down less healthy fats into more beneficial forms. What's more, because avocado oil is highly anti-inflammatory, it works to prevent the buildup of plaque deposits on your arterial walls, thereby lowering your risk of heart disease. This anti-inflammatory effect also means that your body is in a much better position to ensure your blood pressure remains at a healthy level. So enough of a sales pitch. I'm not in the avocado oil business. But as mentioned earlier, you shouldn't have any trouble integrating avocado oil into your life. You can typically find a good bottle of extra virgin avocado oil at any of the larger supermarket stores. Or if not, then stroll down to the local health food store wherever you are. They're going to have it. Incidentally, I buy mine certified organic, of all places, on Amazon, strangely, and pretty good price, and it's one of the best ones you can find. You can drizzle it on salads or on top of steamed vegetables to give them a deep, extra rich flavor. Mix it into cakes and cookie batches instead of using butter or coconut oil, both of which I don't think is really bad, but I think the avocado is the best choice. Use it as a frying oil or a sautéing or stir-frying oil. Use it in marinades and dressings. And incidentally, I won't even go into it here, on your skin and in your hair, it does some wonderful things, but we won't go into that. This is for the cooking part of the show. So anyway, hope you followed me. Olive oil is right at the top of my list. Avocado oil is, in some ways, as high or for certain things like cooking as olive oil or better. There's a few others that are not bad that people think are. We may, this week or next, delve into the pros and cons of real unrefined coconut oils, which will surprise you. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this part of the show. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.